I was born and bred in St Albans. I was born in St Peter Street, or where St Peter Street becomes Harpenden Road. There used to be a nursing home there. I was born in 1946. My parents had a shop on the corner of London Road and Holywell Hill, which is now part of the Peahen pub. And we lived in London Road, above what is now Supreme Insurance. And I went to school in Holywell Hill, Holywell House School, which is opposite the Café Rouge. And so I have very fond memories, or clear memories, in fact, of the gasworks site, walking down Holywell Hill as a child, seeing the gasworks, smelling the gasworks. My other memory of Sopwell as a child was, of course, the cotton mill swimming baths, because that is where I learnt to swim. We used to go to the cotton mill swimming baths from Holywell House School once a week during the summer, and the water, of course, wasn't heated, and I can remember how scruffy and dirty the changing rooms were, and the boards and floors of the changing rooms were full of splinters. They were unvarnished wood, so if you sat down on the benches, you could get the risk of a splinter. And we used to swim backwards and forwards in unheated water right the way through the summer. Other memories are Ramsbury Road. I had a nanny when I was very small because my mother was in my father's business. My father was ill and couldn't work full time for a while, so I had a nanny, and she lived in Little Ramsbury Road, number 6, in the flat above. It was an upstairs flat in number 6 Ramsbury Road. Now, I have a memory, and I'm not sure, nobody else seems to mention this, that there was a pig farm at the bottom of Longmire Road, which is now Riverside Road, near where the watercress beds are. Nobody else remembers this, but I can remember being taken down there in my pushchair when I was about 2 or 3 years old to see the pigs. Now, whether this is a figment of my imagination or whether there really was a pig farm down there, I honestly don't know. Though those little bungalows are, you know, in front of the watercress beds, there's a couple of bungalows, and that's where I believe they were. So I have very vivid memories of that. And I can also remember the old St Peter's School very clearly, because that is where I took my 11 plus. We didn't have the facilities at Holywell House School, which was a sort of a private, small private school. We didn't have facilities there for taking formal examinations, so we were all trooped over to St Peter's Primary School and sat our 11 plus in there. And I failed, but I took it again. I was given the opportunity of taking it 6 months later, and I passed. And the reason, apparently, I'm told the reason I failed was because I was a bulge baby, born in 1946, and there were not enough places for me to go in St Albans, and they were building a new girls' grammar school in Hatfield, and I was able to get a place in there. So that was the reason, apparently, that I wasn't given a place the first time round. I used to go to school, Holywell House School, on a Saturday as well. Both my parents were working in the shop, and so rather than me just hanging around, I'd go to school on a Saturday. And I'd play with the children. We had a huge playground at the back of the... There's a marvellous tennis court and playground there, and we used to play.
Is it still there?
It's still there, yes. There's a wonderful Spanish chestnut tree in the garden. That's still there.
Is it?
Lovely, lovely lawns. Beautifully, beautifully tended now by the people who own it.
What is it now?
It's private house.
Private house?
Yes. Two lawyers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two barrister and his wife.
Is it a girls' school?
It was a mixed school up until prep for boys. So boys left at 11 or 12, mm-hmm. and girls could stay until they were 15 or 16. I recall that when we lived in King Harry Lane between 1971 and 1981, I can remember the gasworks being demolished, as you used to walk up Holywell Hill on a regular daily basis coming into St Albans to work. And I can remember the old cottages, the workmen's cottages or houses along the front where the office blocks are today, and I can remember quite vividly them being demolished and the whole site being boarded up and gradually being razed to the ground. And the smell, again, there was the smell, the acrid smell of gas. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
And you've been at the end of the gasometers as well.
Yes, I have indeed been at the end of the gasometers. And I think at the time of this interview, the second gasometer is almost completely demolished. I think part of its stands are still there, but I think it's most virtually gone. The first one has gone, and the second one is almost gone.